We're back on with Scott from Woodland Firearms in Barraga, catching an outdoor report, and appreciate more time, Scott.
Hey, look forward to talking to you every week there. So,
we recapped your bear checks, about 30 of them so far this year. Bow season's off to a good start, and lots of good reports of antler development above average compared to the last few years. Before we get to the grouse, let's talk a little fishing. I have been getting a few reports from your area from the river fishermen, but I wouldn't say that anybody's slamming them right now, and if they are, they're keeping their mouth shut.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing, too. There's a few showing up. I just talked to a guy yesterday who said that the pinks came in late, and they're up in the river, and they're starting to die off. And so I'm thinking that the coho should still be coming in yet, and so that's what we're hoping. And so the river has been slow, but there's been... worth your time to stop out there and cast, but it hasn't been great yet.
Any reports from the river mouth fishermen, which typically do really well in Keweenaw Bay and Huron Bay for that matter?
Well, we're getting a mixed bag. The guys who are fishing out there, you are able to catch some lake off the shores. There are a few salmon coming in off the shores, a mixed bag out there, but not great numbers. And I think that's yet to happen, but we're hoping anyway. But even lake trout are starting to show up now, so.
Well, that's interesting, and maybe you're right. Maybe the peak is yet to come here in October, early November even, when the coho really get a little bit heavier, as well as a few fall steelhead, a brown once in a while. Mixed bag is a good way to describe it. Would you make any recommendations for somebody interested in trying to get a couple fish?
You know, if you're casting from offshore, you still have to go with the old standby of the MEP spinners, you know, number 3 or 4, even a 5 in the gold, or the orange and pink. Those are still good. Some of the little Cleos, if you're going with a blue fluorescent, a glow-in-the-dark one, or a green glow-in-the-dark in a little Cleo or a KO Wobbler, those have been the old standbys. But otherwise, it's spawn, you know. Spawn with soaking off the bottom or floating underneath the bobber. If you're on the bottom, put a few little pieces of styrofoam floats in there so it can get off of the waist. That still seems to be the good one. And that picks up the splake and a few browns as well.
I have to agree with you on the spawn. As a fly fisherman, I will admit there is nothing more productive than spawn typically. So good tip right there. All right, let's get to the grouse. The interesting thing about grouse reports is I really don't get any from around right on Lake Superior. It seems like if you get inland away from Lake Superior a little more, there typically is more habitat suited to the grouse. And man, south of you there, I'm getting banger reports, like really good flush rates.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing, too. Guys are going out and like seeing 20, 30, even 42 grouse in one day is what I heard one guy say, him and his son. And, you know, that's mostly for the south of us, going from Sidnaw south towards Amasaw, up in Craig Lake area seems to be doing halfway decent, but you got to get away from Lake Superior. From Barraga here, running to the north, up into the Keweenaw, I haven't heard too many good reports at all. A few more birds than last year, but not great, so...
Wow, that's crazy good flush rates. And let's talk about where the foliage is at. Ferns seem like they're dying off most everywhere, but still standing. How thick are the leaves once you get away from Lake Superior?
I'm guessing they're probably at about 50% gone. They're starting to fall pretty good. Some of the trees are looking pretty bare. But there's still a lot of foliage out there, but it's improved a lot in the last week. So I wouldn't be afraid to start walking up into those woods and see if you can get some flushes. You should be able to shoot. Most of the undergrowth is starting to fall off pretty good. So,
any other shop news that you want to pass along right now? Because it's been a really rough year for sporting goods stores in the supply chain.
Yeah, it has. You know, we've struggled getting everything from fishing gear and fishing line, but we've got a pretty good supply right now. Jason and I, we work hard on getting from many different suppliers. So we got a good inventory of fishing supplies. Guns are looking good as far as the numbers. And even ammo, we're still pretty strong. I just got a load in of different calibers. You can't always get what you want, but you can find something in your caliber. Pistol is still the hardest ammo to find. We got 9s and 40s, but like the 45 is really tough to find.
Well, if they're looking for something specific and they want to call you or Jason, what's the number there at Woodland Firearms in Barraga?
Yeah, it's 906-353-1911.
Scott from Woodland Firearms in Barraga giving us the good Barraga County, Keweenaw Bay fishing and hunting reports right here on the Outdoor Show.